A Sailor's Sketch of the Sacramento Valley in 1842 by John Yates. Just previous to my making the journey mentioned at the head of the sketch, I had brought the schooner up from San Francisco, and after a quick and pleasant passage of 24 hours, landed at Sutter's Embarcadero, where now stands the rapidly increasing city of Sacramento. The captain's dwelling was some 2 miles distant from the quay, and I was making up my mind for the infliction of a walk. Sailors generally, myself amongst the number, are bad walkers, when I was agreeably surprised by the appearance, the day was Sunday, of a large equestrian assemblage, very much resembling an extensive troupe of circus artistes, and much gratified by the offer from first one and then another of his horse to carry me up to the fort. I understood that nearly all of these horsemen were settlers in those parts, under the auspices of the good old captain, and I found them as jovial a set of fellows as any one may meet within a day's march. I soon became thoroughly acquainted with one of their number, and gladly availing myself of the proffered accommodation of his horse, rode forward in his company. Old Taylor, for such was this man's name, was to my mind as brave an old tar as ever took a rope in hand. He was one of the first to join Sutter on his establishing the settlement known as New Helvetia. The captain had numerous servants and protectors, so-called, one of whom was employed as taskmaster over the natives, another as courier between the captain and the Mexican government, with which frequent communication was held, another as miller at a wheat mill, worked by a couple of mules, and another as carpenter. The blacksmith, Chamberlain by name, an importation from the Emerald Isle, was a very queer fellow. They said he was a good workman, but that he used an unnecessary quantity of coal, a circumstance attributable, it was suggested, to the fact of his being so much given to gazing on the native females. I learnt that he had been married 19 times to native women, and to my own certain knowledge, he was, when I last saw him, just newly wedded to an American girl of 13. The captain had on his premises a distillery, which was daily visited by some few persons. It was under the management of a German, whose name, if I rightly remember, was Uber, a sourish gentleman truly, if at all, like the wild grape to which the natives give the same appellation. There were in the fort many more employees of the captain's, and amongst them a large proportion of foreigners, that is, of such as are known to an Englishman as European foreigners. An old French sailor bearing the sobriquet of Old Cigar was the sawyer, and to him was entrusted all rough and heavy work. The captain had a vast deal of business to attend to, or, in other words, had a good many irons in the fire, wherefore one Monsieur Pfluger was employed to do the bookkeeping, which, forsooth, was done by him in a way anything but satisfactory to the servants generally. Pfluger was a German and wore spectacles. He appeared to me to be a very supercilious fellow, slighted by all around him, and despised even by the natives.